Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The 2012 campaign coffers of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney just got a whole lot bigger. During a one-day telephone call fund drive in Nevada yesterday, Romney staffers raised a whopping $10 million for his 2012 presidential campaign. The performance will reverberate in the GOP presidential primary race, and to find out how, we're joined now by Jonathan Martin. He's a senior political reporter at Politico, who has a front-page article on just this story this morning. Good morning, Jonathan, and thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Jonathan, as much as the fundraiser provides a boost in terms of simply helping to provide funding for this expected presidential bid by Romney, it's a huge psychological boost as well, isn't it?
Sure is, because it shows to Romney and a lot of his supporters that for all the concern expressed out there by Republicans regarding his health care plan in Massachusetts, regarding the lack of excitement about his second candidacy among a lot of folks in the party, that he still has this very powerful, sprawling network of fundraisers that are willing to chip in for him. And look, money isn't everything, and it can't buy you love, to borrow two cliches, but in a presidential race, it can pay for a heck of a lot of TV ads. And more than that, it can offer, I think, something of a statement. This early in a campaign, we're still this far away from the GOP primary, for Romney to put that kind of money on the board, tell some of his rivals and potential rivals, I'm going to be tough to compete with when it comes to the financial side. And that's just the money that he's raising from others. Keep in mind, of course, he put in $42 million of his own bucks last time around. And when I asked him yesterday if he's willing to put in money again this time, he didn't answer the question directly, which tells me he's keeping that option open.
How intimidating is this for other candidates? The candidates, the GOP candidates in the race, the GOP candidates who are thinking about getting in the race?
It is something that none of them are going to miss. I think for those in the race, it's a reminder that Romney is going to be the money king and will sort of be playing on his own level financially. It's tough to see Tim Pawlenty, for example, the former Minnesota governor, raising much more than what Romney did yesterday for this entire quarter. So for somebody like that, it's a reminder that they're going to be playing with significantly less in the way of resources.
Do you think maybe this kind of thing keeps candidates out, candidates who might be thinking about getting in, Mitch Daniels of Indiana, for example?
Well, that's certainly the hope. And I talked to some Romney folks yesterday, and that was the person that they certainly brought up with no prompting on my part. They said, you know, in effect, could Mitch do something like this? So I think part of this was also intended to send a statement to people like Governor Daniels who are still mulling a campaign, and was meant to say, sort of, hey, you know, these things are not easy to do. We can raise a lot of money in one fell swoop. Can you put together a campaign quickly that can match what we have organizationally? And so, look, I think it's a good day for Romney. But keep in mind, though, that he raised a lot of money last time, and of course he put in a lot of his own money, and he still had trouble connecting with the voters. This can paper over for some of his political problems, but he's still got to find a way this time around to connect with voters where they live. And that's why he's talking about the economy so much. He thinks that, as he says, that's his wheelhouse, that can be how he really relates to voters. And sort of his message this time around, the money will help, but the message, I think, is going to be really key here for him as he tries to win the nomination his second go around.
You know, we've heard the numbers coming out of the early Obama 2012 campaign that the president expects to raise $1 billion toward his nomination and toward the campaign. Do you think that this signals that Romney, if he eventually becomes the Republican nominee, might be capable of a similar fundraising prowess?
It's very tough to match what an incumbent president could raise. That said, Romney, with his fundraising contacts, combined with his ability to put in some of his own money, I think could be formidable, but it will be difficult.
Jonathan Martin, who writes for Politico, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.